Welcome to the Female Athlete Mentor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to encouraging continued conversation to help female athletes in their sport journeys. We will tackle tough topics head on, like mental health, injury comeback, leadership, friendship, and much more. Thank you for joining us.
Well, welcome to the Female Athlete Mentor Project. I have the pleasure of actually using the title of the project to introduce myself, which Brian did not have the luxury of doing when he did his intro. So hopefully mine is coming second to his. But a little bit about me. My name is Kyle Lebrano. I am a mom of one, a little girl who's turning six in a week. I currently work for a national governing body doing athlete safety. I'm a former collegiate athlete, collegiate coach in soccer. And that's a little bit about my background. But mainly, I'm just super passionate about the experience that women can have through athletics, and hopefully that, you know, creating a platform for them to kind of have some more resources as they go through their entire experience from youth all the way through college and beyond, that we can help them kind of navigate some really tough waters. And I think the landscape has changed a bit for folks going through youth sports right now into college. So hopefully, what we're trying to do here is give some more resources to those young athletes, you know, their families that are trying to help them through things, and really anybody involved in their lives, even, you know, coaches, trying to educate themselves on, you know, it is a different environment now with social media, just the competitive nature of, like, there's so many, particularly so many more females playing, you know, a variety of sports, that the competition is much bigger, which I think also kind of stems into some of the issues that we are seeing. So the challenge to all of this is that, you know, it's just getting the conversations going and then also creating the resources. So we can have conversations till we're blue in the face, but okay, so the conversation is started, but now what are we creating for people? In, like I said, in all those constituents, in terms of the parents who are trying to help their girls, the girls who are going through whatever it is that they're going through at that time, you know, can we create a resource for them to make it better as opposed to just having a conversation about it? Coaches, what kind of education can we give them so they can help better coach female athletes and teams and the individual female athlete as well. I think the biggest challenge is going to be, creating, I think the platform is easy, but I think, you know, there's in getting this disseminated to as many people as we can is probably our biggest challenge in this. But I think it's a good challenge. And I also think it's just a very needed resource that, isn't currently available all in one place. So we're super excited about the project. And I think it'll just sort of continue to develop over time. You know, we know that we wanted to start with a podcast and probably do some online resources. But at this point, you know, it's sort of, an ongoing development. Why am I excited about this project? I don't want to say a former female athlete, because even though I'm 41, I still consider myself a female athlete. I think from where I sit in my seat now at 41, everything that I have accomplished in my life is due to my participation in sport. And without that experience, I would be a very different person. I wouldn't be as confident of a woman as I am. I wouldn't be leading, you know, those that I'm leading in the workplace the way that I do. I wouldn't be mothering my daughter the way that I do. I think it would be very different for me, and I don't know what it would be like. But I also know that I had a great experience through sport with, yes, some ups and downs. But mainly at that point in time, bad coaching and coaches not having the soft skills to know how to deal with females was really the biggest issue. But I had a great experience all throughout my, I guess you would say my tenure as a soccer player. I played until I was 29 and I had my fourth surgery and I decided to basically hang up my cleats at that point. But I think, you know, it's a different time in that what female athletes face in terms of, you know, the competition just, and I don't want to make blanket statements here, but I do think because the competition is way greater and there's more programs and kind of less spots because there's more girls playing, you know, on whatever level. You can say on the collegiate level, you could say on the professional level, you could say on the youth level or the elite youth level. So club ball, whatever, in whatever sport you're talking about. I think girls tend to be a little bit meaner than they were in the past. And I think we necessarily as a society haven't taught people the proper way to deal with being competitive, but also being a good team player. And I think, you know, there's social media challenges. There's just bullying challenges altogether. Obviously I work in athlete safety and these are some of the issues that we address. So I think what I would like to do is be able to help female athletes kind of navigate some of these really tough situations that they might fall into if they are being bullied or they're just not socially accepted by their team. How do we actually enable females on a team to sort of put aside their feelings that, you know, because I think it's a little bit different for women. We need to be socially accepted in order to perform our best. So we have this general feeling like, oh, I have to be friends with everybody on my team. And that's really not the case. And so how do we create, some education around like, hey, you know, you need to show up every day. You need to respect everybody, but you don't need to be best friends. And so, you know, teaching that from a coaching perspective, teaching that from a parent perspective, but also, you know, having the females, you know, be able to hear that directly in a podcast or some sort of online medium. Like I said, we're kind of still in development of what this will be, but we wanted to get the conversation going through a podcast and then perhaps some online education in terms of, you know, courses, you know, that really, you know, the sky's the limit on that. So I think what we'll see is, you know, an ongoing development of as we engage speakers from the outside, you know, that we can have on the podcast, you know, that'll really help us, you know, obviously the way that I think all of education works in terms of, you know, continuing education at least, or outside of the regular, you know, school system would be, okay, there's a problem. How do we begin to solve it? And what does the education look like that? And how do we engage experts to help us build that curriculum, build those online modules, and have them on, you know, the podcast just to hear their thoughts and how they've either navigated themselves or helped others through those sorts of issues. I think anything when it's that massive and is just difficult one to get the word out there that this exists. To gain traction and for people to feel comfortable utilizing it. I think overall, if this is one of the bigger issues that we're going to try to tackle is, mental health. I think in the past, mental health has been something that, you know, if you've got an issue with physical health, you know, it's very like everyone's pretty open about it. Like, yes, you need to go to the doctor, but when it's a mental health issue, we sort of don't want to tell others about it because there's some sort of shame involved in that. And I think just opening this platform will help us better tackle that issue. So anyway, super excited about this project, working with Brian, even though he drives me crazy sometimes. But, we've known each other for a long time, and I think we bring a shared passion for this particular set of issues. I don't say it's one issue. I think it's a combination of issues. And, as a professional in this area, I just know the power of sport has. And so we want to continue creating positive experiences for all athletes, and in particular, female athletes, obviously, because that's near and dear to our heart as Brian is a father of two young athletes, and myself as an athlete. and, you know, hopefully raising an athlete. So looking forward to some more conversations that we will have. And, you know, I hope everyone has a great day.
Thank you very much for listening to the Female Athlete Mentor Podcast. We are really looking forward to continuing this very important conversation. Have a great day. See you next week.